Armed and Angry. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Police in Knoxville are focused on the mind of Jim Adkison, age 58, who's accused of opening fire at a children's performance of Annie at a Knoxville church. Two adults died, the first an usher who stood in front of the barrel of the gun to protect the others. Adkison was unemployed, on food stamps, had served in the Army, had a couple of DUIs, got the gun at a pawn shop. But what everyone wants to see now is the four-page letter the police found.
It appears that what brought him to this horrible event was his lack of being able to obtain a job and his stated hatred for the liberal movement.
Liberals and gay people didn't like him, which would make the Tennessee Valley Unitarian Universalist Church a natural target. The website says that since the 1950s, the congregation has worked for desegregation, racial harmony, fair wages, as well as providing sanctuary for political refugees and sponsoring the Spectrum Cafe, billed as a gathering place for high school youth who identify themselves as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender, or just feel left out. Doesn't get more liberal than that. But then, that's also the reason why this doesn't make sense, because it's going to come out that this guy was alienated. Everybody who does stuff like this feels left out, making him exactly the type of person this church was set up to help. And yet, instead of seeking help, he bought a gun and went there seeking mass murder. Nothing you can do about it. That's the way it is. Let's just be happy pawn shops don't sell bombs. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.